there a better way to learn about history than to travel back in time? I think not. Kids at the first ever time travelers camp on Jekyll Island get to do that. Well, metaphorically speaking, they explore a different period of the island's history every day. The camp is hosted by the Jekyll Island Museum, and it's in its second session. The first one was last week. Here to tell us about it is Bruce Piatek. He's Director of Historic Resources at the Jekyll Island Authority. Hi there, Bruce.
Hey, good morning.
And also with us is Haley Comaromi. Comaromi, is that right, Haley?
Yeah.
She's an intern at the Jekyll Island Museum and a counselor at the Time Travelers Camp. Thanks for speaking with us, Haley.
Yeah, no problem.
And I understand, Haley, that, I mean, to say that you're an intern at the museum and a counselor sounds really official, but you have to dress in costumes each day.
Yeah. Well, for me, it's just one day. For Colonial Day, I dress up in my indentured servant garb.
Which is what? What does an indentured servant costume look like?
So it has a petticoat. It's pretty basic, like what you would imagine from a colonial era. I have my bodice. I have my bonnet because my hair has to be covered. And I have my apron and stockings.
And you're really hot.
Yes, I am.
And you have to stay in character.
Yeah.
For the
yeah.
full day.
It's really fun because last week I had a kid actually convinced that I was someone who came back from the 1700s.
Wow.
Yeah.
You must be a good actor there.
Which well, thank you.
I guess, Bruce, means that you, when you're hiring interns, you need to find people who can act.
Well, that's part of it. I think we just got very fortunate with Haley.
So, Bruce, what's the thought process behind this? As I understand, you look at a different era in Jekyll Island, history specifically, each day for 5 days in these camps. Why this approach?
Well, it gives us a chance to give our campers kind of an overall sense of the history of Jekyll Island, which is the history of Georgia as well. And so by taking a different time period, we can focus on that and do some fun activities and give them a chance for a little dip in the history pool to see what life was like during those different eras. And so and Jekyll Island has an immense and interesting history, and we can only scratch the surface with our campers, but we try to do that so that they have a good time and we sneak a little learning in while they're having fun.
But, you know, I mean, the typical way that a museum teaches history is indoors. You can show films, you can show them artifacts, you have lectures and people talking to them. Doing something like this seems like it's infinitely more complicated and difficult. What makes it worth it?
Well, I think it's the benefit that the children get by participating, and it gives us, you know, museums are moving out of sort of that stodgy mode that a lot of us think of, you know, dioramas and things in glass cases.
Dioramas.
Yeah, you remember those, I'm
yeah.
sure. So, you know, what we're trying to do is really make the history of Jekyll Island more relevant to people and to get particularly our young kids more engaged with understanding history and being able to relate and with all their senses to the activities that went on and what life was like during some of these different time periods. So, you know, if you're hot and uncomfortable and you're out there at the Horton House, you get a little sense of what it was like this time of year for somebody in the, you know, in the 1700s that was an indentured servant out there at Horton House and, you know, not only having to deal with the heat, but, you know, you can't stop and get a cold drink anywhere because there wasn't any ice. So, you know, there are all these things that folks don't think about, but it gives us a chance to sort of help immerse these kids in what that experience might have been like so that they can relate better. And I think that they learn a lot more by participating and seeing things. And, you know, movies are great, but a chance to get out there and actually feel and do is a lot more fun.
Okay, Monday is Colonial Day. And, Haley, was there anything in particular that kids learned that really surprised them?
I think just so they were able to card wool and spin wool, I think, and make butter. I think having that hands-on experience, like they learned it and they were able to really get a sense of what it was like.
And maybe think twice when they're putting their clothes on.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so then Tuesday you move into the Age of Invention, mm-hmm. and you put here, Bruce, a very modern term, which is a steampunk. they make steampunk top hats and paper airplanes. What does that teach them about history?
Well, this is really, we're trying to get them to think about how technology was invented. And during this period, there was a lot of, you know, focusing on mechanization and modernization and technology. We think about today as a really technical age, and it is, but it also was in the 1890s. There were a lot of new things coming online, new industries being created. and people learning about new things like, you know, flight and how wings worked and how you could get something that was heavier than air off the ground.
Okay, so then we move into Wednesday, which is Pirate Day. Haley, I'm assuming Pirate Day is the favorite day. Is that?
Yes, I would say so. Yeah, and speaking of costumes, the other camp counselor, she dresses up in full pirate garb for that one.
Which is also probably pretty hot.
Yes, it is.
And then you move into the Roaring Twenties. Mm-hmm. Bruce, is that right?
That's correct.
And then you end with the 50s.
Yes.
Which I'm sure to young people, these kids are between the ages of 8 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
The 1950s probably feels like 300 years ago.
I'm sure it does. It was forever ago.
So tell me, give me an example of an activity that you do for the 50s day.
Well, they do some work on oral histories to learn about how to interview people and find information from them. And so that gets them involved. They get involved with some of the playgrounds because Jekyll Island was really named the playground that belonged to every Georgian. And so we bring up that theme and talk about it. And this is, you know, the kind of the early development of Jekyll Island as both a state park and a resort type of facility. And then we do something kind of fun with them at the end as we do hula hooping and limbo contests. So those were kind of popular activities in that time period.
I have to imagine an 8-year-old is better at limbo, Haley, than most of the counselors.
Yes, they definitely beat all of us.
Yeah. So, Haley, tell me about the reaction of some of the kids, and does it evolve as the days go by?
Yeah, I think it definitely does, because Colonial, I don't think they're as interested in that, but, you know, you get to pirates, and I see the enthusiasm growing. I remember last week they were building forts out of, like, straws, and they were, like, plastic straws, so they were able to build a big fort that they could fit into.
Out of plastic straws?
Well, it was for fort building. They weren't actually plastic straws.
Okay.
But they kind of looked like that. So they were able to build that fort and decorate it. And they were really enthusiastic. Like, a kid gets to build a fort. But before that, they were able to tour through the historic district and see a bunch of architectural designs. And they incorporated that into their forts that they were building.
Oh, that's really cute.
Yeah.
Bruce, we only have about 30 seconds, but are you kind of doing what you would have wanted as a kid?
Yes, I think that's true.
I suspected that all along. That is,
yeah.
Bruce Piatek, Director of Historic Resources at the Jekyll Island Authority, and Haley Camaromi is camp counselor at the Time Travelers Camp. The camp extends through this Friday. Thank you both so much.
Yeah,
oh, you're
thank
welcome.
You.